Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say philanthropy in Chinese. We have Nicholas Bergeron. Hi, Nicholas. 你好。
你好。
Thank you for joining us. Nicholas, we know in addition to many amazing things you are doing, you are also a well-known philanthropist. Can you share with us about how the thought came about and then what is in your heart?
Well, you're very kind. Philanthropy is really about sharing, and it isn't necessarily just about sharing material resources, meaning giving money away. It's really beyond. Philanthropy, in my mind, is sharing ideas, sharing experiences, giving energy to causes and to other people. It's really sharing in a broader sense.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. And then the old definition of philanthropy tend to be giving and taking, and there's a giver, there's a taker. But the modern definition of philanthropy is actually about sharing, as you said, ideas, experiences, and in many senses, they are much rarer and also in a way more important. And the way to say philanthropy in Chinese is 慈善。慈善。慈, that means kind, loving, compassionate. And 慈, normally we use that to describe the senior people being very gentle and very kind to the less senior people. But it's in a broader sense, that means kindness. And 善, original meaning, it's beautiful, means good and friendly. So when we describe a person is a very kind person, we can say 善人, this is a very kind person. And it's a very beautiful way of describing a kind person, and you can see that very often either on the newspaper or you can see that in the literature. So 慈善 is philanthropy. And a philanthropist, 慈善家, 家 means the expert. Original meaning of 家 is home, but in this case, it's been transformed into the person with the expertise. Like a scientist, you put 家 at the end, or the economist, you put 家 at the end. In this case, philanthropist, we put 慈善and 家 together to describe the philanthropist. So, Nicholas, can you also share with us what is your biggest concern about the world for now?
Well, I think many concerns. I think the world has become really one in many ways, in terms of communications, in terms of trade, but also in terms of technology. And it's important that in a world that is highly interconnected, that there is respect and there is understanding between countries and cultures. And it looks like most countries today are somewhat inward or even backward looking. And how do you make sure that at least on a few different things, the world comes together? Things like safety or climate or health. And I would say that that's my biggest concern at the global level.
Right. That sounds worrying. I know you mentioned quite a few items there, from communication, trade, technology, lack of respect and safety. Anything we can do to address the major problems?
Well, my own opinion is that it's easier to work on things that at least are in the interest of everyone, as opposed to getting together on things where people have great differences. Why not get people together on things that everybody benefits from? So how do you get Chinese, Americans, Europeans, Russians, Indians in the same room? Well, everybody is interested in healthcare, for example. So, you know, health is something that benefits everyone. So pick important areas that really unite everyone in terms of the benefits and bring them together around the same table.
Yep.
Not only will then that area benefit, but there will be more work between cultures and countries that may not necessarily come together around the same table. So it achieves two things at the same time,
mm-hmm.
cooperation and obviously progress.
Yeah. And then earlier you said philanthropy is about sharing ideas and sharing experiences. In this case, we would love to encourage everyone in the world, children, adults, boys, girls, men, women, everybody can do their own part of philanthropy. Do you agree with that?
Very much. So philanthropy is not just for the rich. Philanthropy is really, as you've defined it, kindness, guidance, wisdom, sharing, and that can happen at every level, at every age. And I think that if that spirit and that mindset is alive, it'll benefit really everyone who is engaged or touched by it. So it can be at every level.
Exactly. And it will be much broader, deeper impact as well. And by understanding each other, actually we have reduced any chance to have friction or conflict or disagreement. And this is very important for, I would say, for modern people, because now inevitably, even if you don't go to China, you come across Chinese people and from France, from everywhere in the world. So mutual understanding is actually a great way to start the philanthropy. So, Nicholas, you redefined philanthropy. Great job.
Well, let's see. We have to get results. But thank you.
Yeah, let's get results. And thank you for your great work and also the amazing work you do to the world. Thank you, Nicholas.
Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today, we have a very meaningful subject, philanthropy, 慈善. I hope you enjoy it. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.